high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. Coming off of the longest women's basketball game in Ohio Valley Conference history, Morehead State finds itself on its longest league road trip of the year, paying a visit to OVC rival Little Rock this evening. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, along with my partner and pal, Wes Holland. 5 days ago, the MSU women were in an epic showdown with Eastern Illinois and came up just short, 105-103 in quadruple overtime. It was one extra period shy of the NCAA record of five OTs in a game. Tonight, on the heels of that marathon, MSU begins perhaps its toughest stretch of the season with four games in 8 days. That stretch begins against a Little Rock team that's only 9-14 overall, but 8-4 in OVC play and in second place in the league standings, just a game ahead of the Eagles. And Coach Joe Foley's Trojans feature the conference's best scoring defense. A victory would move MSU into a tie with Little Rock for second in the league, with just five games to play. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back as we get set for another OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader. Morehead State back on the road today, taking on the Trojans of Little Rock. We're with MSU coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, tough stretch, four games in a week, a lot to deal with.
Yeah, you know, I'm not just trying to be glass half full, but we've played extremely well on the road this year. I mean, we have quality wins. Let's see, SEMO, SIUE, Eastern Illinois. Is that all? We have three?
Tennessee Tech.
Yeah. Forgot about that little one. My bad.
How could you forget about that one?
But no, you know, I looked at it kind of gloom and doom there for the first half of the season thinking, man, that stretch is just going to be awful for us. But, you know, I think we play a lot of bodies. So just prep, play, prep, play, prep, play, rest, prep, play. Like, yeah, four games in 7 days. But I looked, and everybody but Western Illinois is in a similar situation. They may not be playing they're not crisscrossing the country like we are,
right.
But these kids are resilient. They're 19, 20, 21 years old. They're fine. They're going to sleep in their dorm room and look at their phone, or they're going to sleep on the back of the bus at their phone. So, yeah, we came down. We left. We practiced Tuesday morning. Practiced Monday, of course. Then practiced Tuesday morning. Drove to Jackson, Tennessee. Spent the night, knocked out about 7-8 hours, whatever that is, and then came on into Little Rock last night and got a good practice in. So we're ready to go today, and hopefully we can start this swing off with a win. That'd make us feel a lot better,
wouldn't
it?
That would help.
But there's one thing that stands in the way, and that is the GOAT, the crusty old GOAT, my friend. Joe Foley, Coach Foley, he's the third winningest coach in all of the NCAA. He's behind, Tarvon Vanderveer and Geno. So
yep.
He's in good company, but he's the best there is. You know, their defense, it's just tough. What makes it so good is their second and third rotations. You know, they recover to their rotations about as well as anybody. At least that's what I felt in the past. This will be our first time to play them
right
today, and it's kind of hard to see on film, but it's good, man.
They're a little bit of a contradiction in terms, I think maybe even more so this year than last, in that you talked about that tremendous defense. They thrive in low-scoring games, but they've got the ability and don't mind getting out in transition at times.
That's because they're extremely, extremely athletic. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at how they're built, you look at their just how lean and how fast and athletic, bouncy, everybody can fly. And so that helps you on both sides of the ball, offense and defensive transition. Their length, they definitely recruit a particular style of athleticism.
Yeah.
Different kinds of athleticism, but I think, these are athletes.
Yeah. I want to close with more of a comment than a question, but the dust settling after your last outing, that 105-103 four overtime game at Johnson Arena against Eastern Illinois, and it was a loss, but as I think back on that game, Kayla, I have to say it was one of the most entertaining, well-played games overall, and exciting games that I have seen from a Morehead State women's team. And I just wanted to thank you because I think it really came down to the way the players played and the coaches coached.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You're talking to a coach here, so what's this? Only counts in hand grenades and horseshoes, but close. But, you know, I'm tremendously proud of the effort, of the fight, of the resolve. Like, I mean, we got down 10, we came back, we got down 8, we came back, or maybe vice versa, I don't remember, but first quarter, second quarter, fought back pretty much even at the half, down 3 at the half, and then just exchanged for, what would that be, the next 40 minutes,
I
guess.
Yep.
And even they had the ball last, they threw it in, we ended up with the ball, shot it as the buzzer was going off there. I mean, it was nowhere near in actual referee eyes or whatever. It wasn't close, but we're talking a second.
Yeah.
And second and a half. And so really proud of us. We're in a three-way tie or four-way tie for third. So we could go down to, what would that be, sixth place. Or if we win today, we're tied for second.
Tied for second.
who knows? I don't know mathematically. I think we still could mathematically not make the tournament, but we mathematically could be second place outright. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to look at glass totally running over and glass totally empty, it's crazy, man. How many games is that? Six games left?
Six games left, counting today.
So we'll see what happens. We'll knock this one out.
About ready to ring the bell on round 13. Good
luck. Let's go. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Coach Kayla Petrie, back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back as we get set for another OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader tonight. Moorhead State on the road in Little Rock, Arkansas to take on the Trojans of Little Rock. Let's preview the women's game and take a look at the starting lineups. Little Rock comes into this game 9-14 on the year, 8-4 in OVC competition. The Trojans won 50-41 at Western Illinois a week ago in their last outing. Their starting lineup features three guards and two forwards. Jaya Harris-Smith will run the point. She's a 5'6 junior from Miami, Florida, a transfer from Ole Miss, averaging 6.2 points, 4.8 rebounds, and 5.8 assists per game. That's good for tops in the OVC. Jayla Brooks, the two guard, a 5'7 senior from Sacksea, Texas, and an SMU transfer, averaging just a tick below 10 points and a couple of ticks above 4 rebounds a game. Shaniqua Henry, the third guard, a 5'8 senior from Texarkana, Texas. She's a transfer from Eastern Oklahoma State, averaging a couple of points and 2 rebounds a game. Trinity Hudson, one of the forwards, a 6'4 senior from Little Rock, Arkansas, a Prairie View A&M transfer, a couple of points and 2.5 boards an outing. And Faith Lee, the other forward, the leading scorer on this Trojan roster, the only player actually averaging more than double figures on the season. 5'11 sophomore from Monroe, Louisiana, at 15 points, 2.7 rebounds a game. Joe Foley is in his 21st season at the Little Rock Helm and his 37th year overall as a college head coach, and he's 8-36-320 in his career. Moorhead State is 12-11 on the season with a 7-5 OVC ledger, good for a tie for third place coming in. The Eagles fell in that 105-103 quadruple OT game to Eastern Illinois in their last outing on Saturday. Starting lineup tonight has Veronica Charles at the point to start things out, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria. 13.5 points, 3.7 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and 2.5 steals a game. Melissa Sacchiaroli will get the start at the two guard. She is a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France, 7.2 points and 2 caroms a game. and Haley Rhodes will be at one of the wings, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, at 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. Blessing King, a 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, the other forward, 5.5 points, 10 rebounds a game. And Michaela Hall will be down low, the 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, at just over 2.2 markers and 3 caroms an outing. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle Helm, where she's 24-58. Little Rock has won its only two previous meetings with MSU. Those both took place last season, which was the Trojans' first in the OVC. Our officials tonight, Shane Bennett, Tamires D'Souza, and Felicia Hannah-Davis. We'll be back after this break to look at our keys and get set for tip-off here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in, or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Before we look at our keys for tonight's game with Morehead State and Little Rock, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, along with my partner Wes Holland, as we get set for tip-off from Little Rock at the Jack Stevens Center. Wes will be alongside you calling the game remotely, but hopefully a decent signal, and we'll be able to call things clearly tonight.
Good to see you, my friend.
You too.
And, oh, thank goodness the game just came on finally. We were waiting with bated breath.
Yes,
sometimes
we were.
Those technical difficulties are a bit daunting.
Yes, they are. Let's talk about the keys now that we know we're actually going to be able to see the game and describe it for you. But it's my understanding you've got kind of an all-scoring flair to tonight's keys in honor of one Caitlin Clark, but might be somebody else along the way.
That is absolutely correct, my friend. Today we are doing an all-scoring keys to the game in honor of Pearl Moore from 1975 to 1979 at Francis Marion University in South Carolina, who scored 4,061 points.
Wow.
However, it was not the NCAA at the time. It was the AIAW for collegiate athletics. So the women's college scoring leader overall is Pearl Moore, and she deserves her props on a day when Caitlin Clark is getting ready to break the NCAA record. And she did without a three-point line,
nice,
by the way.
Nicely
Tom Lewis.
Done, sir.
Oh, my.
Great history lesson.
Goodness.
Thank you. All right, so we'll be creating some history tonight, I suppose. Hopefully favorable history for Morehead State. But what are you looking at as keys for Morehead State as we talk about scoring?
So that first scoring key for MSU is going to come down to 61 points. We're going to put a bogey on the board. If they score 61-plus points, they are 10-3. Arkansas Little Rock, if they give up 61 points, are probably going to have a heart attack, because this team loves to slow a game down and grind it out. So if MSU can get to that 61-point barrier, it has got to be a win for MSU.
And for Little Rock, extra possessions, I think, will be a big key, and we'll talk about that as we pick up action, tip off. And we are underway. It's Little Rock basketball. Pull-up jumper from the left baseline, no good. And up strong for the rebound for Morehead State on the defensive end. Michaela Hall gives it up to Veronica Charles to bring it across midcourt and settle things down offensively. Hands it off to the curling Haley Rhodes. Now to Blessing King. Back out to Charles. Fakes the left wing three. She'll curl around, pull-up jumper from the right elbow off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound to the Trojans. They'll come the other way, sporting light gray uniforms with white numbers. Thank you very much. Makes it really tough to pick up jersey numbers, but we'll do our best. And a pull-up jumper from 15 by Faith Lee is good, and that puts the Trojans up early 2-0.
And Lee is really the offensive engine for this team. If she is not on, this will be a struggle for them.
Charles with the basketball near the right hash. Now she'll rotate back out near the Trojan logo at midcourt. Gets a high screen from Hall. Kicks far side to Sekiaroli. Her first three-point try. Too strong off the back of the iron, but the rebound caroms to Haley Rhodes, and Morehead State will get an early extra possession.
First extra possession of the game. Offensive rebound.
Charles gives it off to Hall. On the left point to Sekiaroli. Thought about the three. Now takes it again. Too strong off the back of the iron. And floor rebound picked up by Little Rock. They come the other way. Quickly inside to Faith Lee. She'll step back to the left elbow. Jumper from there. Off to the left. No good. And Hall, another defensive rebound to Charles. Quickly over the defense, but a little too far. Looking for King near the right corner, but out of her reach, out of bounds, and a Morehead State turnover.
To that point with Little Rock on the key for the extra possessions, if you're going to shoot 39% field goals, 28% from three, you better outshoot the other team. So they're going to need every single opportunity they can get to get points on the board.
They are first in the OVC in scoring defense, last in scoring offense. And as far as scoring margin, they're only eighth in the conference. So if it's not done on the defensive end, it's not going to be a good night for Coach Joel Foley's crew, but again, they're 8-4 in conference play somehow.
And those two shots that Sekiaroli has missed were good shots. Mm-hmm. They were good looks. So that does not bode well for Little Rock if they are going to give that opportunity up on a regular basis.
Sekiaroli did have a couple of three-pointers in that game this past Saturday, 2 of 3 from deep in that game. Jay Harris-Smith gets cut off. And we'll kick it out to Brooks on the right wing. Misses the three-point try, but right there for the putback is Trinity Hudson. She was blocked out by Hall, but went up strong over Hall, got the ball, and then took it back up and put it through. 4-0, Little Rock. Haley Rhodes tries the crossover dribble, but gets cut off left wing by Lee. Back out to Charles, now to the curling Sekiaroli straight away. Picks up her dribble. Charles will come out to take it. Then gets a screen from Sekiaroli and from Hall. Finds Blessing King down low in a double team. Puts it up, no good. And Hudson up for the rebound for Little Rock. Morehead State limited to one and done on that trip. And the Trojans 4-0 with the lead and the basketball.
That offensive rebound and put by Hudson on the last possession was key. That was huge. That's what they've got to do.
Harris Smith. Finds Faith Lee. She'll back it out the outside the apex of the arc. Finds Brooks cutting in the lane. Left-hander floater in the lane. No good, but a whistle and a foul coming up on Morehead State. That will go against Michaela Hall. And that's the first of the game on anyone. And that will put Brooks at the line for two shots.
That's a rare situation where the foul is probably better than the outcome of the play on that one. Because Hudson was probably going to turn around and just put that right back in the hoop off that offensive rebound.
Brooks, the second leading scorer on this Little Rock roster, averaging just under 10 points a game. Southpaw's first free throw up, rattles off, no good. Comes in shooting just shy of 79% from the free throw line. Like Morehead State, Little Rock not the best free throw shooting team in the OVC, only 64.7% as a crew. Brooks eyes, fires, misses the second one short off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound, and it's taken away by Faith Lee down low. Back out top now to Shaniqua Henry, working against Charles. Picks up her dribble, gets it off to Brooks. Now out top to Harris Smith, around to the right wing to Lee. She'll cut into the lane, puts it up, no good. And Blessing King, the rebound for Morehead State. To Novick on the floor now for the Eagles. She'll split defenders, tries to take it up strong. Shot's blocked, but she's fouled as well, and she'll get two freebies.
And we see Coach Petrie noticing the offensive struggles. You've got Sekiaroli and Hall to the bench. You've got Novick and Tilly into the game. So you've got a shooter, a penetrator coming in to replace those two.
actually. They'll say the foul came before, well, we've got a disagreement between the officials, and now Novick will go to the free throw line. One official had signaled two shots. The other was going to inbound baseline, but Novick will walk to the line for a couple of free throws. Novick, a 61% free throw shooter on the year, misses the first one badly. And one more to come. Eagles still don't have a point with 6:42 to go. Finally, Novick ends that drought and makes it 4-1 as she hits the second freebie.
You got to be much more concerned about the defensive rebounds for MSU right now. They cannot allow those putbacks, those easy buckets for Little Rock.
Brooks, left side, gets it out to Henry. Now to Harris Smith straight away. Back to Brooks. Bounce pass across court to Lee. And an 18-foot jumper near the right corner is on the money. 6-1, Little Rock. Good ball movement and a wide open look there for Lee. Charles on the offensive end for the Eagles to Jaden Rhodes around to Novick. Back out top to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three. Too strong, no good. And it's Hudson with another rebound for Little Rock. Gets it off to Brooks. One-handed pass to Harris Smith standing near the left hash. Back to Brooks. Step back three-pointer. Left wing, no good. Novick inside for the rebound. She'll dribble ahead for the Eagles. Passes to Charles. Triple teamed on the low block and tied up. And I believe Morehead State will get it on the alternating possession.
Boy, B. Charles is tough, but going through three of them, yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
That is a tough task, especially when you're just 5'4", officially, probably closer to 5'2", in reality.
Is it the scorebook or the program, right? Which one of those two?
So Novick will trigger the inbound for the Eagles from the baseline, near side to our left. Gets it into Charles on the left wing. She'll put down the right-handed dribble and hand it off to Novick as she curls back out top. 16 on the shot clock, 5:35 to play first quarter. Eagles down five. Jaden Rhodes with the basketball on the right point. Charles comes out to take it from her outside the arc. Five to shoot. Charles gets a high screen, but gets caught in a double team. Her pass deflected away and a shot clock violation on the Eagles.
Oh, not looking good early, Tom. It's three turnovers so far, and they're to negative one on the offensive rebounds, too.
That's the modus operandi for this Little Rock team. They make you work and work and work offensively and just wear you down. Trojan basketball. That's Tia Harvey on the floor now for them. I'll make that Shug Williams. Her bounce pass taken away by Skylar Barnes, coming the other way in a hurry. Tried to get it to Novick. She lost the handle. Williams came away with the loose basketball and a foul on Morehead State's Jaden Rhodes. That's her first, team second, and that will take us to a media timeout. 4:51 to play, opening quarter in Little Rock, and it's the homestanding Trojans leading Morehead State 6-1 as we go to this break on the Eagles Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top-brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
6-1, Little Rock leading Moorhead State in the first quarter in Little Rock, Arkansas. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, not the start Moorhead State was looking for. 0-5 from the floor so far.
You know, they call soccer the beautiful game, right? Especially the Europeans. Hey, yeah. The beautiful game. That's not what we're watching. We're not watching a beautiful game at the moment. Those extra possessions, the turnovers, the offensive rebounds they're giving up, they shouldn't have given up. I mean, Little Rock's only shooting 38%, and they're up by 5 points. That should not be happening at this point.
No. Moorhead State's Katie Novick leads the way with 1 point. So hopefully that can get turned around in a hurry. The Eagles, multiple times on Saturday against EIU, came back from deficits. And so still plenty of basketball to be played tonight in Little Rock. Hopefully not four extra overtimes, but we'll see. On the other end, it's Harris Smith with a strong drive to the hoop. Shot was blocked, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. Novick called for the personal on Moorhead State. That's her first, third on the Eagles in the first quarter.
When Katie gets that block timing right, it's really impressive. I mean, she's had even some big chase down blocks, but she's really struggled a lot with her fouls this year. It's really kept her from being able to play a full game.
Harris Smith missed the first free throw. She came into this game with 105 points on the year, 99 assists. So almost more assists than points. That's her role on this squad. She hits the second free throw and increases Little Rock's lead to six as Moorhead State will come into the offensive end. Charles with the basketball. Chest pass near the right hash to Skylar Barnes. She'll dribble out top, gives to Seki Aroli, around to Jaden Rhodes. Hands it off to Veronica Charles. Comes back out top. She'll try a long three off the neck of the iron. No. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Jaden Rhodes tried to haul it in but couldn't grab it and deflected it out of bounds baseline, and Little Rock will have possession.
Probably not the shot they were hoping to get on that one. But she was open, but it's a little deep.
Little deep. So Harris Smith will dribble into the front court for Little Rock, guarded by Barnes, who had a big defensive game Saturday. Drives into the lane, misses the floater, but gets her own miss. And Harris Smith will retreat back outside the apex of the arc. Passes to Brooks on the right wing. Couple of dribbles. Finds a cutter in the middle. That's Shaniqua Henry, but she travels as she lost her footing.
And if you happen to be watching this online while you're listening to this call, which is what I would advise you to do. If you pause the game for just a couple of seconds on TV, you can sync it up with Tom and Wes.
Yeah.
You saw Coach Petrie losing her mind over that offensive rebound.
Charles with the basketball comes across midcourt, gives it off to Haley Rhodes out top. Tries a crossover dribble, drives into the lane, a lot of contact, and Haley Rhodes called for the offensive foul. See if that was Hudson or Faith Lee. It was Lee who drew that offensive foul, and she took the brunt of the punishment as well. She's doubled over as she heads back into the offensive end trying to regather herself. Nice pass by Harris Smith to Brooks in the lane, but she misses the gimme, and Charles tracks down the rebound, streaks ahead into the front court for Moorhead State to Seki Aroli near the left corner. She'll come back up the arc and passes it out to the right point to Jaden Rhodes. Gives it to her sister, Haley, at the top of the key. Now to Charles on the left wing outside the arc. Puts down the right-handed dribble and brings it back out to reset. And we've got a foul on Moorhead State's Jaden Rhodes for an illegal screen.
Moving on the screen, and she did. That was the right call. She was definitely in motion before she got there.
So 3:16 in the books in Little Rock, Moorhead State, 3:16 to play in the first quarter in Little Rock. Moorhead State still without a field goal, down 7-1. Harris-Smith across midcourt, gets it to Brooks on the right point, to the free throw line to Hudson, loses the handle, tracks it back down outside the arc. Now straight away to Lee. She finds Brooks on the left wing, drives the angle, kicks it near side. Jump shot, no good from there by Hudson. First half won't go, second one does. And that was Hudson with the putback, and it's now 9-1, Little Rock. Charles to Secchiaroli, three-point try, air ball, missed everything. And tracking down the rebound is Little Rock. Ahead to Harris-Smith. She'll slash into the lane, splits defenders, high off the glass and through. And it's a double-digit Trojan advantage, 11-1, with 2.5 minutes to play in the quarter, and Morehead State calls timeout. It's a 30-second one.
And you can tell that this is getting into their heads. Whenever Mel missed that shot, she just put her hands down in her face. You do not see that on a basketball court very often.
Secchiaroli, since December 11th, came into this game 12 of 65 from three-point range, and in the last seven games, 4 of 28 from outside the arc. That's just 14%. She was 2 of 3 from deep this past Saturday, but she has continued to struggle and struggle mightily from the perimeter, and that's really the focal point of her game, Wes.
Oh, it is. I mean, that is where she is counted on to be that floor spacer for MSU. And not to get super dorky, but when you watch her shot, whenever you get a chance, you know, she early in her career had this really nice high release point, and she's almost releasing it at her chin level nowadays.
Eagles with the basketball. Haley Rhodes has it deflected out of her hands, and then she's tied up on the floor. Again, it's Faith Lee with good defense, and on the alternating arrow, Little Rock will get it back. Morehead State now with 6 turnovers here in the first quarter. 2:16 to play. Little Rock up 10 with the ball. Jayla Harris-Smith finds Henry on the right side. Drove, lost the handle. But there to pick up the basketball was Hudson. Tried to take it up strong. Missed the shot, and then a personal foul call on Brooks down low, and that will give the ball back to Morehead State.
And where is the offense going to come from out here? I'm actually kind of surprised they took Tilly back out because they've got to space this floor. Arkansas runs a very similar defense to MSU. It's a high switch, blocking the lane, congested in the middle of the floor. You're not going to get a whole lot of those penetration points.
Charles, left point, dribbles to the top of the key, gives it off to Novick, backs it outside the arc, now takes it to the left of the key, out to Charles near the right hash, back to Novick, dribbles between defenders, and a whistle and a foul on Little Rock, and that will go on Harris-Smith.
Katie just about got into the lane on that one.
Yep.
Definitely a lot of contact.
Harris-Smith reaching in as Novick was trying to penetrate. That is the fourth foul of this first quarter on on Little Rock. Inbounds comes to Haley Rhodes. She'll drive left baseline. Her shot blocked from behind by Cameron James, but the Eagles get it back. Novick dribbles out of a double team on the left wing, gets it to Haley Rhodes. Drives the left angle, off the glass, count it, and she's fouled. Finally, Morehead State, with 1:24 to play in the first quarter, gets its first basket of the game and an opportunity for an and one for Haley Rhodes. It's 11-3, EIU.
I'm not trying to oversell a layup in the middle of a game where you're getting beat pretty handily, but that was a big deal.
It was.
They need those points so desperately.
Haley Rhodes misses badly, but Blessing King there for the rebound, and Morehead State will keep possession. Charles standing between the rings, floats it to King at the left elbow, hands it right back to Charles. Nice defense cutting her off. She tries to penetrate, kicks it back out to Rhodes. Step back jumper from 18, no good, and the rebound to Little Rock. Here come the Trojans the other way. Jordan Holman with the basketball, guarded by Secchiaroli between the circles. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Brooks gets it inside, And nice ball movement, but beautifully defended by Morehead State. Point-blank shot blocked away, and here come the Eagles. It's Novick with the basketball on the left wing. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Now to Charles. Out top to Haley Rhodes. Puts down the right-hand dribble. Drives the left side of the lane. A lot of contact, and Rhodes, her second offensive foul of this first quarter. And it'll give it right back to Little Rock.
And Little Rock does such a great job, Tom. When you see all these slashers on Morehead State's team, watch this. You're going to get two people in that lane in front of the driver every single time. That's why they've got to find somebody to hit an outside shot, because if they don't, they're going to be running that into that wall all night.
As iffy as Little Rock's offense is, their defense is one of the best at anticipating in the OVC. Probably the best. Trojans with the ball, playing for the last shot of the opening quarter. Up 11-3. Brooks pounds the dribble. Jump shot from the near corner by Faith Lee is off the mark, no good, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. 10 minutes in the books at the Jack Stevens Center. Morehead State off to a shaky start. Only one field goal in the opening quarter, and the Eagles trail the Trojans 11-3 as we go to the break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IJ in Morehead include USDA whole bone-in pork butt roast is only $1.99 a pound. The 22-ounce container of Folgers coffee, just $7.99. Fresh, sweet nectarines and peaches, just $1.99 a pound. And our family skillet dinners are three for only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IJ. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Welcome back. OVC basketball action from the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, and a shaky start tonight for the Morehead State women as they trail Little Rock 11-3. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, if it had not been for Little Rock missing 8 of its last 10 shots in that first quarter, it could be a whole lot worse.
Professional broadcaster Tom Lewis using the term shaky. That was a disaster. Let's call it what it was. It's 3 points in a quarter of basketball, Tom. That is brutal. So I also want to point out the fact that apparently I was really way too excited to get my Pearl Moore fact out there on Caitlin Clark's night, because ain't no way MSU's hitting 61 points.
Looking pretty doubtful right now.
That key to the game was crap, y'all. Stop listening to Wes.
On pace for 12. Let's hope they can pick it up at least a little bit.
Right.
Eagles do have the ball as we start the second quarter. Charles at the top of the key steps outside the arc. Three-pointer kicks off to the left, no good, and the floor rebound to Little Rock. They'll come the other way, settle things down in the half court. Lee, pull-up jumper from the left elbow. Nothing but net. Faith Lee now with 6 points. And it's 13-3 Little Rock. 6-3 Faith Lee over Morehead State right now. Skylar Barnes, right side outside the arc. Rotates to the right elbow. Kicks it back out to Novick near the Trojan logo. Dribbles to the left elbow, kicks to Veronica Charles. Her three-point try off the back of the rim, no good. And another Little Rock defensive rebound and another one-and-done trip for Morehead State. Near steal by Katie Novick as she was defending Faith Lee, but Novick instead called for the reach-in. And that's her second personal, first of the quarter on the Eagles.
You know, let's put some of these numbers in perspective. MSU was 1 of 12 on field goals, 0 of 7 on three-pointers, 1 of 3 on free throws. That's an 8% field goal percentage at the moment.
It's got to get better, right? Please tell me it will get better. Brooks kicks it near corner to Lee, who's off the mark with the jumper from the baseline. Fight for the rebound inside. It's Hudson who comes away with it. She'll take it up strong and gets the two.
And absolutely unacceptable to be getting these offensive rebounds and the easy putbacks.
7-3 offensive rebound advantage for the Trojans right now. Soderlund takes the basketball, gives it to the curling Novick, kicks it to Barnes. Left wing three, no good. Goes to the floor, no call. Little Rock the rebound, the pass ahead, and the easy layup by Henry. It was Holman who had the assist, spotting Henry running the floor, and she'll lay it up and in. It's 17-3 Trojans with just over 8 minutes to play in the second quarter. Novick with the basketball between the circles, takes it to the right elbow, gives it off to Hall, and she's called for an offensive foul, trying to make a move against Brooks in the lane. Had the size advantage, but Brooks had good position.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say they got to change the game plan, but I don't know if they can because they can't hit the outside shot.
That's the problem.
Because Little Rock is built to shut down these lanes. They are so disciplined in their switches, in their closeouts. I mean, there's really not another option. It's a frustrating spot to be in as a coach, and you can see it right now on the staff's face on TV. They're bumfuzzled. They have no idea what to do at this point.
Yeah. Little Rock, on the other hand, does. 17-3 lead.
And those offensive rebounds and breakaway points, you just can't have those if you're trying to hang in when you're shooting like this.
Trojans with the ball. It's Brooks dribbling to the top of the key. Now from near the left corner, I believe that was Faith Lee with another jumper from about 17 feet. Found the bottom of the net, 19-3 Little Rock. 7:33 to play in the first half. Novick out to Paris McBride. Jab step. Now she'll try a straightaway three. Off the back of the iron. No. And another Little Rock rebound. Pass ahead to Brooks, and she'll slow things up and dribbles between the circles. Eagles now in a 2-3 zone defensively. Far corner to Lee. Tries to drive baseline. Lost her footing and was able to get the pass off before she traveled. She'll get the ball back on the left wing, misses the three-point try, and Morehead State's Barnes the rebound. She'll come the other way for the Eagles and pull up between the circles. Gives it off to McBride, standing near the center circle. Floats to the left, guarded by Lee on the perimeter. Gets a screen from Hall, kicks it far corner to Novick, who's jumper is good. It is a three. Thought her foot might have been on the line, but they're saying no, it was a three-pointer, and Morehead State ends a huge scoring drought. It's 19-6 Trojans. They've got the basketball. Hudson out to Lee, now to Henry, and Henry is called for, or make that Brooks, rather, called for the travel.
And shame on your color analyst here for not pointing that out. That 2-3 that they're playing now, you don't see that a whole lot from Morehead State, and that is not about their defense. I mean, 19 points in 14 minutes is not bad defensive performance, right? That 2-3 is meant to keep Blessing King directly under the goal and not allow her to get pulled out by one of the bigs of Little Rock.
So the Eagles with the basketball down 13. McBride running the point, gets it to Haley Rhodes. Nice find underneath to King. Kicks it back out to Soderlund. Her left side three too short. And the floor rebound picked up by Lee of Little Rock. Trojans quickly ahead. Layup missed underneath, and Morehead State's McBride the rebound. She's bumped from behind, no call. Gets it off to Novick, who hits another three-pointer. Katie Novick, a couple of triples here in the quarter, and it's 19-9, Little Rock, as the Eagles cut the lead back to 10. 5:41 to play in quarter number two.
So 1-3-1 now.
Yep. Shug Williams, teammate, and underneath to Hudson, who puts the layup up and through to make it a 21-9 ball game. McBride to King on the low block right side. Has to float it back outside to Rhodes. Crossover dribble. Takes it to the right elbow. Tried to get it to Novick. It's deflected away. And in the scrum, as the Trojans tried to go on the fast break, a whistle and a foul. And that will go on Morehead State's Paris McBride. That's her first, third of the quarter on MSU.
And trying to make a comeback like this, they're going to be careful. A couple of those little ticky-tack fouls. They've now got three in the quarter. The last thing you want is to have 2 or 3 minutes of this quarter where Little Rock doesn't have to score on you.
On the replay, that very easily could have gone on Katie Novick as well, and that would have been her third. A bit of a break there with McBride drawing the personal. On the other end, jumper left side, no good. Rebound deflects out of bounds. Last touched by Little Rock, and Morehead State will have possession. 5:01 to play. In the first half, Eagles down 21-9. They'll come 94 feet. Paris McBride dribbles across midcourt through the center circle to Haley Rhodes. Out top to Novick and around to the left wing now to McBride. To Soderlund. Jab step, puts it on the floor, now to Novick. Stops at the apex of the arc and gives it off to McBride on the left point. Gets a screen from King. Goes left elbow, kicks it out to Novick with five to shoot. Pull-up jumper, no good, but a whistle and a foul call on Henry of Little Rock. And we'll have free throws coming up after this media timeout. 4:34 to play in quarter number two in Little Rock. It's the Trojans leading Morehead State 21-9 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Tough start for the Morehead State women's basketball team in Little Rock as they trail the Trojans 21-9, 4:35 to play in the first half. One bit of good news, we did just find out that Morehead State will not, at least in the first half tonight, set a new school record low for points in a half. That would have been 7, and they now have 9 as we get set to return to action in Little Rock. But, Wes, it's been a tough, tough offensive start for the Eagles.
Yeah, I want to thank Matt Schabert for that because we were definitely on the edge of our seats. We were hoping we were not in record-setting territory tonight. I mean, you look at – it's a miracle that this is a 12-point game right now, frankly, with the way the offense is playing. Make that 11.
11 as Novick hits the first free throw.
I mean, 3 of 17, 2 of 12, 2 of 5. Brutal.
Second free throw no good, but Blessing King an offensive rebound. We've seen that a few times this year, and she's fouled before she can take the ball back up. That will go on Hudson. First on Hudson, second of the quarter on the Trojans. It was on the floor, so Morehead State will inbound baseline. McBride to Trigger, near side. Gets it into King in the near corner. Now out to Novick on the wing on the left side. Comes around to King's screen. Passes to McBride. Fake the pass underneath. Instead gives it up to Novick out top. Takes it to the right elbow. Kicks to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three. Dances across the iron. No. And the rebound to Little Rock. And here come the Trojans the other way. Lee gives it off to Jaya Harris-Smith. She'll back it outside the hash on the left side. Novick guards her closely in a 1-3-1 zone. Now Brooks catch and shoot three-pointer. Right wing, right on the money. 24-10, Trojans.
And Little Rock is disciplined on how to beat that 1-3-1. You either overload one side and you get a shooter out on the wing, or you run somebody through the back end after the big has had to come out.
Eagles have gone over 2.5 minutes without a field goal as Novick launches from three-point range and can't find it. And Harris-Smith will come the other way for Little Rock. Morehead State with only 4 offensive rebounds so far tonight. Hudson, good pass underneath. Shot attempt no good. And I believe that's Hudson coming up with the basketball. Her pull-up jumper in the lane no good. Morehead State's Haley Rhodes, the rebound, comes the other way. Try to pass into the corner to Soderlund, but it's deflected out of bounds by Little Rock. Morehead State will inbound baseline with 23 to shoot.
So you can tell this is a defense they don't use a whole lot of. Little Rock just put 2 bigs either side of the one defender on the back end, and neither one of the wings drop back to help. Like, you've got to have one of those wings on the weak side to drop back and help.
Sekiroli takes the inbounds pass near the left corner, dribbles back out and gives it up to McBride. She'll float down the arc to the left wing. Now back up top on the pick and roll. It's Blessing King underneath. Just about got the layup to go, but it falls off the front of the iron. No. And the Trojans with another rebound. Lee working against Sekiroli. Passes it back out top to Harris-Smith. Into the far corner to Brooks. Catch and shoot three. And she buries another one. Brooks now with 6 points, both within the last couple of minutes on triples as far as both of those shots. And it's 27-10 Little Rock. Novick cut off at the free throw line, gives it to Sekiroli. Now to Charles, drives left baseline, back out top to McBride. Wide open three, but it's too short off the front of the iron. And Little Rock the other way. Hudson over to Harris-Smith, fakes the pass. Penetrates, but is called for a travel.
But I tell you, I love what the coaching staff is doing on offense right now. When you look at it, when they come back down, they've got 4 spread out as far as they possibly can be on a 4-out, 1-in. That 1-in is just going side to side, whichever side's on the strong. But you've got big spacing being created. Yeah. You're not allowing them to keep all those defenders within the paint.
The Eagles have to find a way to start hitting perimeter shots, though. Charles to McBride, back to Charles, left side, out to McBride, jab step, now puts down the dribble and retreats a few steps, now around a screen, a lot of contact underneath, and Morehead State yet again called for an offensive foul. It's McBride, the guilty party, and she's slow to get up. A lot of contact there, but a good call again.
Boy, whew. Contact right to the head and neck area, yeah. Too. I mean, from the body. It wasn't – nobody swung at her. But that definitely hurt. Rung her bell.
Sure did. Harris-McBride now with 2 personal fouls goes to the bench. fourth foul of the quarter on the Eagles. As Little Rock comes forward, Harris Smith splits the center circle. Gets it to Lee. Spin move near the low block. Kicked it back out. Now Harris Smith drives and is again called for a travel.
I've not caught either one of those. And they've both been on pretty straight line drives for her. I've been a little surprised to see that call.
Fifth turnover of this first half on Little Rock, 10 on Morehead State. Novick will cross midcourt through the center ring. Gets it to Haley Rhodes on the left point. Right-handed dribble, now to Novick. She'll float down the arc to the left side. Now back into the key. Kicks it over to Secchiaroli. Right wing three, off the mark again. Fight on the floor for the rebound. It's Brooks coming away with it. And I believe Little Rock will get possession. Checking to see if there was a foul called or a jump ball. And it looks like the officials might be going to the monitor to look at something here. Wes, did you see anything?
I did not. It looked like a pretty normal scrum on the floor for the ball there. Two MSU Eagles, one Little Rock player.
Looks like Little Rock has called a timeout. 30-second timeout. Lead official Shane Bennett having a conversation with Coach Kayla Petrie. And Kayla's got a very, very intense look in her eyes right now. Not a happy camper.
Whatever he just explained to her was not what she wanted to hear, I believe. I don't think that was what she was looking for.
As we are at this timeout, Eagles down 27-10. The Eagles 0 of their last 5, 1 of their last 7 from the field, and they have not scored in over 3 minutes.
Hey, but obviously this is going to be an incredibly frustrating moment for a coach. She's pulling every trick out of her bag that she possibly can right now. I mean, they're running a 1-3-1 and a 5-out on that last possession. We haven't seen that all year out of this team.
Harris Smith will come across midcourt as we tick down under 1 minute to play in the first half. Harris Smith with the basketball. Comes out top to Hudson. Down low, missed shot. That's a turnaround attempt by Cameron James that's off the mark, and MSU the rebound. Into the offensive end, Skylar Barnes, crossover dribble, kicks it over to Charles. Her three-pointer on the right side finds the range, and it's 27-13 Little Rock, 30 seconds to go in the half. About a two-second difference between shot and game clocks as Harris Smith dribbles the basketball. High left out near midcourt. Barnes guarding her. Trojans spread the floor. Harris Smith penetrates, misses the shot. And we've got a whistle and a foul. That will go on Morehead State's Skylar Barnes. And that will give Jaya Harris Smith a trip to the free throw line. 9.3 seconds to play in the half, and Little Rock up 27-13.
You've got to be disciplined enough not to foul a non-shooter when they're shooting a pull-up right there. Like, that is a completely unnecessary foul. Low percentage shot for Harris Smith at that point. Do not bail her out by getting her to the line.
Smith eyes, fires, rattles in and out, no good. One more to come. Harris Smith now 1 of 3 from the line tonight. Lead stays at 14. Second free throw is in the air. Also no good. Too strong. Blessing King the rebound. Gets it to Novick. Comes up the right side. Then works back through the center circle. Kicks it far side to Charles. Catch and shoot three. Too short. Got her own miss. Back out to Novick as the clock expires. Novick shot no good. It would not have counted anyway as it came after the clock had gone to double zeros. And so we've played one half at the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, and it's the Trojans leading Morehead State's Eagles 27-13 as we head to the locker room and head to this break here on the Eagles Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit KYLottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Well, a game after Morehead State put 103 points on the board against Eastern Illinois. They have managed only 13 through the first half at Little Rock, and they trail the Trojans at halftime 27-13, MSU missing seven of its last eight field goal tries in the first half in what has been an offensive struggle for the Eagles. And Little Rock, quite frankly, hasn't exactly shot the lights out, but their defense has been lights out, Wes, and that's really been the big key so far.
Boy, it really has. It's impressive. Now, glimmer of hope, and we were just talking about it, but that 4-1 wide and the 5-out that we saw towards the end, they can get shots. I mean, they've got to get some of these down. But it is actually causing problems for that Little Rock defense. And I went 50% on my keys, Tom. Let's give me that much. My MSU key, that's garbage. I'm just putting a big X across the page. I wish I could take that back and we could go back in time. Oh. But guess what? Arkansas Little Rock, it has come down to extra possessions in a lot of ways. They are plus 8 on MSU right now. So they're shooting 38%, and they're up by 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten 8 more possessions. They've been able to take 7 more shots. You can shoot 38%. You can shoot 30% as long as you're playing good defense, you're turning the ball over.
And when you combine points off turnovers and second chance points, the Trojans have a 13-2 advantage over Morehead State, which is not far off their advantage overall on the scoreboard.
Right. There's 11 of your 14 points right there, yep, just off of those two stats. So, hey, I got one of the two right. I get 50%. I wouldn't pass class, but at least I get something.
As a meteorologist, you'd be doing fantastic.
Exactly, right? Folks. It's going to snow tomorrow.
27-13, Little Rock leads Morehead State. We'll take a break and come back with our MSU halftime segment as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is a helpful place.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Dr. Roma Prindle, founder and director of OperaWorks at MSU. Roma, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, OperaWorks has been around for 30 years. You are the founder. Can you tell us a little bit first about what the need was that you saw across campus that this fills?
Yeah. When I came here, there was no ensemble or opportunity for voice majors to do stage work, like musicals and operas. And so I got right to work and got that going the first year.
This gives students, I'm sure, so many opportunities, cultural experiences. What is the benefit to them?
Well, singing in an opera or even a music theater production requires a lot more from each person than they might normally be responsible for in like a choir or other ensemble like that. It's a lot of it is solo singing. Mm. It's all from memory, and you can't just stand there and sing. You have to bring a character to what you're doing on stage, and so that really stretches a young person to get into that aspect of the music that they might not normally need to do.
Are these fully realized operas with costumes, and like what's the experience of viewing one?
Yeah, we have a very small or non-budget. We pretty much furnish our own costumes. We make very tiny sets. We've done many different kinds of productions. Last fall, we sang over in the Space Science Center, and there's no room for anything but just standing and singing there. Mm-hmm. But our scenery was the universe.
So if anybody wants to catch some of these opera performances, do you do end-of-semester showcases, stuff like that?
Well, this semester, we're doing a couple shows. We're doing one in March up at Jesus Our Savior Catholic Church, and it's going to be more of a kind of an elegant evening. And that's in thanks for them giving us a place to perform last year when there was, if you remember, March 3rd, the storm that tore through this part of the country. Mm. We couldn't perform in Baird, so we performed up there. And so we're thanking them again for that venue. Then at the end of this semester, we're going to do an operetta, Trial by Jury. And it will be our first full production since right around COVID time, yeah.
Mm. And what do the students tell you about performing in this kind of way? I don't think there's many opportunities outside of your program to do that in this region, right?
Not that I know of. There are musicals that they can perform in, but the closest opera I know, it might be in Lexington or maybe over in Huntington. Marshall University, I think, mm-hmm. does some once in a while. But we've done full productions, like we did The Magic Flute.
Yeah.
And in fact, that was double cast. We've done La Boheme. We've done lots of Gilbert and Sullivan, you know, Pirates of Penzance and HMS Pinafore. And that's really one of my favorites is Gilbert and Sullivan. So, yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff.
And where can people find more information?
Well, they can email me or at, you know, r.prindle@moorheadstate.edu. Or give me a call or stop by.
All right. Well, Dr. Prindle, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Roma Prindle, founder and director of Opera Works at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Halftime at the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, and the homestanding Trojans lead Morehead State's Eagles 27-13 in a very low-scoring affair so far this evening. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Let's take a real quick look at some of our halftime numbers. Morehead State, 4 of 25 from the field, 16%, 3 of 19 from three-point range, 16%, and only 2 of 5 from the free-throw line. The Trojans, 12 of 32 overall, 38%, 2 of 4 from outside the arc, and only 1 of 6 from the charity stripe. Turnovers, Morehead State with 10, and Little Rock with 5 rebounds. It's a 26-19 advantage for the Trojans. Individually, Morehead State's Katie Novick has 8 of her team's 13 points coming off of the bench tonight, and 3 points for Veronica Charles, 2 for Haley Rhodes. That's it as far as the scoring in the first half for the Eagles. For Little Rock, it's Faith Lee and Trinity Hudson with 8 points each, 6 for Brooks, 3 for Harris Smith, and 2 for Henry. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for our second half. Again, it's Little Rock 27, Morehead State 13 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
GoTo Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. GoTo Solutions in Line X and Morehead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Welcome back as we get set for second half action from the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock leading Morehead State 27-13 in the women's half of tonight's women's men's OVC basketball twin bill. The men are scheduled to tip off around 8 o'clock tonight. from the Jack Stevens Center. It will probably be a little closer to 8:30, roughly 30 minutes after the conclusion of the women's game tonight. And then the Eagles back in action on Saturday, continuing this road trip as they go to UT Martin to take on the Skyhawks. The women's game will tip off at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and the men's game at about 4:30. Of course, tonight our men's game will be brought to us by play-by-play announcer Chuck Meraz. The Hall of Famer will join us here in a little while after the conclusion of this women's game. Wes, coming out of the locker room, you know, what do you think Kayla Petrie said? It's kind of hard to know in a situation like this.
Tom, this is public radio, man. Like, I cannot say over the air what Coach Petrie just said to her players in there. But I do have a bright spot on the stat page. Look at this. Bench points. Morehead State is leading 8-0 in bench points. Thank you, Katie.
Write it down.
That's right.
Write it down.
That's the key to the game for Morehead. Win on bench points.
Oh, my goodness.
But no. Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of what we saw towards the end of the second half. It was working a lot better. I don't believe that 1-3-1 is going to stick around going into the second half. That is not something they're drilled well enough on to be able to handle against a team that knows how to beat it. But on offense, I really do. I think you're going to see more of that spread, those four wide or the five out. And that's a good way they're going to get some good looks.
And hopefully get some of those good looks to fall here in the second half. Little Rock basketball. I said EIU so many times on Saturday.
4 hours of saying
game.
EIU.
Yes. Little Rock basketball. Faith Lee kicks it to the far side. Jump shot no good. Player down. Play will continue as a Little Rock player stays on the court on the other end. And Kayla Petrie throws a towel on the floor. Can't believe that the officials did not let play continue as Morehead State had the basketball and the advantage. And I'm not sure if a technical foul has been issued. It does appear that it has.
Yep.
And if that's the case, that's big news for Morehead State long term. That means there's the potential, because of a new rule in the OVC for cumulative technical fouls tracked, that Coach Kayla Petrie could be facing a suspension perhaps in the next game. We'll have to track that and see if that does indeed happen, but a technical foul has been assessed against Coach Petrie for throwing a towel onto the floor because play was stopped when Morehead State had the advantage because of an injured Little Rock player.
Boy, and that's even more difficult. You're going to be on the road on a short turnaround. It's hard losing your head coach in a situation like that. She's getting an explanation at the moment for what's going on
and,
there.
You can tell she wants to hear nothing of it. But she's not wearing stripes. Shane Bennett and his crew are. And so we will have technical foul shots coming up. It will be Faith Lee doing the honors. First one up off the back of the iron, no. So the game score stays 27-13. Little Rock, one more technical foul shot to come. And it's Lee still at the line. This one right on the money. 28-13, Little Rock. And the Trojans will get the basketball after the technical foul on Coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla's still beside herself, standing near the hash on the far side.
Maybe she was looking for the second one so she could go home.
Maybe.
That's what it looked like for a minute.
Lee, turnaround jumper, free throw line, too strong. Charles, the rebound for Morehead State. She'll come the other way. Throws over the top of the defense to King, kicks it to Novick in the far corner, back out to Charles. She'll give it up to Novick between the circles. One bounce, pass to Haley Rhodes on the right wing, out straight away to Secchiaroli. Fakes the three, gives it to Charles near the left hash. Rotates to the right side of the lane, finds Haley Rhodes. Three-point try from the right side, no good. And the backside rebound wrestled away by Henry. And here come the Trojans in transition. It's Shug Williams cutting in from the right side. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll draw the foul. And that will go on Morehead State's Haley Rhodes.
And, Tom, that is twice already in this early in this half here that we have seen a breakaway with nobody back for the Eagles. And much like you and I were talking with the break, rebounding is effort. Well, getting back on a breakaway like that is effort as well.
Williams way too short with her first freebie. One more to come. She's still scoreless tonight. Only played about 4 minutes so far. Second free throw up. This one rolls over the front of the rim and through. And it's now 29-13 Little Rock. 8:47 to play third quarter. Charles with the dribble on the right side. Stops right elbow. Fadeaway jumper. Too short. Another defensive rebound. It's Faith Lee. She'll come up the right sideline with the basketball. Spin move on the low block against Haley Rhodes. Misses the jumper. Another offensive rebound. And a fight in the triple team. It was Hudson with the basketball. She's tied up. And that will be Morehead State basketball on the alternating possession.
Boy, lucky break right there. Because giving another offensive rebound right at point blank range. If she'd never brought that ball down, she'd have probably just turned around and put it right in.
So the Eagles trailing 16 with the basketball. As Novick floats to the right as she comes across midcourt to Soderlund, right back to Novick. Now to King on the left point to Charles, who dribbles it to the top of the key and gives it up to Haley Rhodes. Novick curls around to take it, drives right side of the lane, scoops it up and in, and she'll go to the line for an and one possibility. Foul will go on Hudson. And Katie Novick into double figures now with 10 points as she heads to the line.
And that was really well set up. There was a switch at the top of the key that got Hudson on to Charles. Charles went through the lane and created that space.
Novick misses the free throw, but the rebound hauled in by MSU offensively. Novick has the basketball on the right side. Comes out straight away and gives it up to Charles, who will backtrack out near the Trojan logo. Now comes forward around a screen. Passes out of a double team to Novick. Misses the three-point try, but we've got a whistle before that shot attempt. And a foul on Jaya Harris-Smith of Little Rock. So Morehead State will keep it to inbound.
This is five fouls early in the third quarter here, combined between the teams. Yeah. We're seeing they're calling the contact a lot closer in the second half, and maybe that is to get a little bit more control on the physicality that we've seen so far.
Got a stoppage in play. And it looks like a media timeout. 7:54 to play in the third quarter. Little Rock leads Morehead State 29-15 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan, simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com, spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
29-15, your third quarter score, 7:50 or so left to play at the Jack Stevens Center in the quarter. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Never got a real firm idea of why play was stopped, but getting ready to resume here shortly. Eagles continue to struggle from the field, only 2 points so far here in the third quarter, and shooting just 17% for the game. Novick to trigger the inbounds, bounce pass into Haley Rhodes, right side of the lane, tried to penetrate, her shot blocked by Hudson, and then off of Haley's hands, out of bounds on the baseline, and Little Rock will get it back.
Oh my.
Hudson will inbound. Gets it into Brooks, who will bring it across midcourt. Hounded by Charles defensively. Finds Lee on the right side, out high. Down low, turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. I believe that was Holman with the attempt. Rebound battle goes to the floor and a tie-up as Skylar Barnes goes down as part of that. On the held ball, Little Rock will keep possession.
Coming in the baseline, of course, you always need to be looking underneath that rim first. You know that play is hopefully designed to get somebody free right underneath the rim.
So the Trojans will inbound baseline to our left. Comes into Lee. She rotates into the lane, stops around the elbow, finds a cutter down low. That was Henry who puts it up and through and increases the Little Rock advantage to 31-15, 7:15 to play third quarter. Charles to Novick on the right point. Around to the wing to Barnes. One dribble out top to Novick. Jab step back to Barnes. Catch and shoot right side. Three, banks it home. Skylar Barnes has struggled mightily from three-point range of late. Had not made a tray in the last three games. But banks that one in and makes it a 31-18 Little Rock lead. Lee stops near the right elbow, kicks it back out top to Henry. Back to Lee, step back jumper, right side, won't go, rattles in and out. Charles ends up with the rebound to Haley Rhodes in transition, tried to get it to Novick, but it's deflected away, and here comes Brooks the other direction. Dribbles off of a foot, ball loose on the floor, still loose, big scramble, another tie-up, and this time I believe Moorhead State will get possession.
Another careless turnover on that break just a minute ago. There were two Little Rock players in between her and the ball when she tried to throw that through the lane.
So Eagles with the basketball down by 13 with 6:19 to play in the third quarter. Charles works it up the left side, rotates around the top of the key, kicks to Novick, right corner three, right on the money, and Moorhead State trying to claw back into this. A couple of triples on back-to-back offensive trips. It's back to a 10-point game. The Eagles extending the defensive pressure a bit. Man-to-man style. Charles picking up Brooks running the floor as Harris Smith is on the bench with three fouls. Gets it to Henry. Her shot off the left angle is blocked at point-blank range. Moorhead State the rebound. To Barnes ahead to King. She'll get it back out top to Novick. To the right wing to Barnes, catch and shoot three, way off the mark, but Charles will slash in for the rebound off the floor. She's tied up. And it's Little Rock basketball. We've had more jump balls in the last 2 minutes than I think we've seen the rest of the season combined.
I feel like I'm watching middle school girls basketball at the moment with the number of jump balls here. But what about Katie Novick?
Yeah.
Two-handed block on one side that she controlled and started the offense from.
Novick is actually fifth in the OVC in blocked shots as a point guard. Little Rock basketball. Lee working in against Haley Rhodes. Fadeaway jumper off the front of the iron. No, but there for the putback is Holman. And And it's back to a 12-point Little Rock advantage as we tick down near the midway point of the third quarter. Little Rock, the worst rebounding team in the OVC against the second-best rebounding team, and it's a plus-11 advantage on the boards for the Trojans. Charles misses a three-pointer from the left wing, and it's Little Rock with another defensive rebound. Charles harassing Henry. She's able to get it ahead on the pass into the front court to Brooks. Finds Holman cutting the left baseline. She's fouled, though. Make that Hudson. And she will go to the free throw line after that personal foul on Skylar Barnes. For Barnes, that is number one, make it number two of the night.
You know, we talked about it earlier, and I know you've been watching this number two, but second chance points, 10. You know, this is a 12-point game.
Yeah.
You've got 10 second chance points.
And again, Little Rock, the worst rebounding and worst offensive rebounding team in the OVC. So statistically, they should not be winning that second chance points battle. Hudson off the mark with the first free throw, one to come. It's up, it's too strong, but another offensive rebound. Putback attempt is blocked, but a foul on Morehead State's Haley Rhodes, and that will put Holman at the line for two. Actually, the foul on Seki Aroli.
Another offensive rebound and another chance at 3 points.
13-6 offensive rebounding margin for the Trojans. Holman's first free throw, right on the money.
This is not a recipe for a comeback,
no.
Tom.
Holman now 3 points, make it four as she rattles the second one through. 35-21 Little Rock, 4:39 to play in the third quarter. Eagles to come 94 feet. Novick across midcourt to Seki Aroli, hands it back to Novick at the left hash. Out straight away to Jaden Rhodes to Charles, comes around to Jaden Rhodes screen, working right to left. Out to King to the curling Novick. Into the near corner to Seki Aroli. Back out to Novick on the right point. Comes around to Blessings King screen. Lays it up with the left hand. Too strong. Backside rebound to the Trojans. But the pass taken away by Veronica Charles. Can't get her layup to go, but she's fouled. And she'll get a trip to the free throw line.
What an effort by V. Charles on that one. She faked like she was going to run down the court and then immediately pivoted and came back to the ball.
It was Holman who made the bad pass that Charles picked up. And then Holman, with the personal foul, trying to block Charles's layup attempt. V, relatively quiet tonight. 3 points so far.
And V's game is all going to the hole.
Yeah.
You know, she's a slasher. She's fast. She gets to the rim.
Hits the first free throw.
And that's exactly what this defense is built to take away. That's the one spot you're not going to get a lot of points on this team.
Yeah. Charles has scored in double digits in 10 straight games and has 15-plus points in 8 straight. Hits the second free throw. And Morehead State will now defend, down 12 as we tick down near the 4-minute mark of quarter number 3. Lee with a jab step, gets it out to Hudson straight away. Puts down the left-handed dribble guarded by Seki Aroli on the perimeter. Now to Brooks. Try to get it inside, but it's deflected away and taken by Charles. She'll dribble into the front court to Seki Aroli on the right side. Back out to Charles. Now to McBride. Dribbling as she edges over near the left hash and now to the left point. Now back to the top of the key, and she'll hand it off to Charles, who will dribble back out near the center circle. Gets a screen from King. Her pass attempt for Seki Aroli off the mark and out of bounds, and Morehead State turns it over again. 13 giveaways tonight for the Eagles.
That was the first time they've looked really confused by the matchup man-to-man that we've seen. They really didn't know what to do with it at that point. It got a little stagnant.
So 3:25 to play in the third quarter. Little Rock basketball up by a dozen. Kara Smith back into the game for the Trojans. Bounce pass into the lane. Scoop won't go, but a foul on Morehead State. It was Lee with the shot attempt, and she'll go to the free throw line. Jaden Rhodes called for the personal there.
And that means they'll be going to the line every single time you get any foul. That is the fifth in the quarter.
Little Rock's leading scorer on the season with 9 tonight. Misses the first free throw.
Again, a team that struggles like this, you just don't want them to get these easy opportunities at points.
Lee, ball in hand for the second freebie. It's in the air. It's good. So she moves into double figures. She's only 4 of 15 shooting the ball tonight. Still, it's a 13-point Trojan advantage. Novick around a high screen, works the right side of the lane, kicks it back out to Secchiaroli. Now left point to Jaden Rhodes. Gets around one defender, takes the baseline, scoops it up, rolls off, no good, but she's fouled. And Jaden Rhodes will go to the free throw line.
Boy, another and one right there would have been nice.
Whew. Excuse me, make it Haley Rhodes to the free throw line. They look a little bit alike.
Just a smidge.
Just a tad. First twin sisters to play at Morehead State since 2002-2003 when there was a Canadian duo by the names of Michelle and Sheena Gibson. First free throw by Haley Rhodes, good.
I wonder how they decided who got to wear 11 and who got to wear 22. What is this, a sister paper, rock, scissor game or something?
We may need to research that a little bit. Second free throw also on the money by Haley Rhodes. That gives her 4 points on the night. It's 36-25 Little Rock. Under 3 minutes to play in the third. Harris Smith to Lee on the right side. Gets cut off trying to drive the angle. Gets it back out top to Harris Smith. Back to Lee. Fakes to the left, goes to the right, into the lane, and her floater is good.
Boy, no shame in that defense. That was just a ridiculous shot.
Yep.
My goodness.
On the other end, good penetration, but nothing there. Ball kicked out to Novick. She gives it off to Secchiaroli. 3-point try left wing. Crawls across the rim. No good. And Little Rock's Brooks with the basketball. Brings it into the front court. To Hudson on the right wing. She'll rotate back up the arc and settles between the circles. Gives it off to Harris Smith on the left wing. Down low to Hudson. Turn around in the lane. Dances and falls. And we've got a whistle. And a foul, I think, away from the shot, and I believe they're going to count the shot. They do give Hudson credit for the basket, and then an offensive foul on Faith Lee. We'll see if the basket stands.
It
and
should.
It does.
Yeah, I believe that came after on the rebound,
yeah.
Or the block out for the rebound, I should say.
That will be the sixth foul of the quarter on Little Rock, but it was an offensive foul, so no free throws. Novick brings it into the front court. She's got it near the left hash. Passes right point to Haley Rhodes, who will hand it off to Charles. Fakes the three, takes it into the top of the key, and then retreats back outside the arc to Novick. 11 to shoot as Novick goes to the top of the key. Bounce pass down low to Blessing King. And a foul call on Henry defending in the lane.
Good call. She got there late. She was not set before Blessing got into the lane on that one.
We learned a little something before the EIU game. We've talked a lot about the restricted area, but learned that that restricted area does not apply in women's basketball.
Credit to Dean Harden for
yeah.
sharing that on our TV side with us, because I had no idea that did not exist.
Egg on our faces. And the adventure that is Blessing King at the free throw line continues. Her rainbow is way off the mark to the left, but one more to come for Blessing. Second one up, also no good. She had made three in a row before those two misses. Came in shooting only 38% at the line.
She has definitely improved as the year has gone on.
40-25 Little Rock. They've got the basketball with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Lee drives left side. Air ball on her pull-up. Charles the rebound. Bullet pass ahead to Skylar Barnes. Takes it up. Misses the layup. Blessing King with the putback try. She's fouled. She'll get two freebies. That foul will go on Brooks, I believe, and that's her second.
All right, Blessing, let's get back to 50%.
King will get two more here. Blessing with eight rebounds tonight. Those of you tracking that, free throw banks it home.
And she did.
She makes them both.
Yes, good job. She's back to 50.
40-27, the Little Rock lead. They've got the leather with 70 ticks remaining in the third quarter. Harris-Smith to Brooks on the left wing to the cutting Lee at the free throw line. Eagles in a 2-3 zone as Harris-Smith brings it back out between the rings to Brooks. Eagles now back to kind of a sagging man-to-man. Lee, jumper left or right side, won't go. Charles the rebound for Morehead State. Under a minute to play. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line, and Charles banks it off the window and through. Morehead State making good use of the glass here in the third quarter. And it's back to an 11-point game. About a six-second difference between shot and game clock, says Harris-Smith pounds the dribble out between the circles, guarded by Novick.
That last possession was a great example of the shot you want to give Little Rock.
Smith blows by Novick, misses the layup, but I think they got Katie for the personal foul, trying to make up ground to try to block the shot.
And that was not the kind of shot you want to give up to Little Rock, which is a layup going right to the goal. So you want to make them take those outside shots. Give it to them.
Yep. So Harris-Smith. Step to the free throw line. 1 of 4 from there so far tonight. 14.8 seconds remain in the third quarter. The 5'6 junior from Miami trying to add to the Little Rock lead and does with the first free throw. It's now 41-29.
And that's three fouls on Katie and Haley at this point. Number one and three scorers for the game.
Second free throw up. Bounces off to the left, no good. Haley Rhodes the rebound. Ahead to Charles. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Charles rotates around the arc. Pull up three-pointer. Left side is an air ball. Goes out of bounds, and Little Rock will get it back with 2.9 seconds to go. So they've got a chance to get a shot off before the quarter ends. Substitution for Morehead State, Soderlund out, Secchiaroli in. A little more length to face guard on the inbound try. Comes in to Brooks. She'll dribble it across midcourt. Her desperation heave rims off, no good. And after three quarters at the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, it's the Trojans leading the Eagles 41-29. Back with our final quarter after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
We'd like to invite you to Hinton Mills' 41st Annual Seed Day Sale, February the 19th through the 24th, at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, baler twine and wrap, high mag products, oil, hydraulic fluid, and more. We'll be having a special lunch event on Monday, February the 19th at our Maeslick Mill location, $5 a plate, and it's a fundraiser for the Mason County FFA. Special guests will include Ag Commissioner Jonathan Schell, Miss Kentucky, and others. We hope to see you at our big sale. Seed Days, starting Monday, February the 19th.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line-X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. GoTo Solutions and Line-X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians, such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions in Linex and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Getting ready for the fourth quarter at the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. And it's the Trojans of Little Rock leading Moorhead State 41-29 in the women's half of tonight's women's men's OVC basketball doubleheader. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you for this one. Chuck Moraz and Dean Harden will be on the airwaves with you for the men's action a little bit later tonight as the OVC leading Moorhead State men's basketball team will take on the Trojans of Little Rock, who are still firmly in the hunt for a possible number two seed leading into the OVC tournament. Still 10 minutes to go in this women's action, though, Wes, and Moorhead State at least with a fighting chance down by 12.
Yeah, that third quarter is what I believe you and I expected to see when we came in here today. It was a good defensive struggle. Neither team shot particularly well, 36-29%. It was mid-teens for both teams. And that was kind of the expectation. We did not expect that first half butt-kicking that we saw.
Yeah. Eagles do have the ball to start the final stanza. Veronica Charles holds the ball over her head, gets it out to Skylar Barnes, around to the left hash to Seki Aroli. One bounce, back out to Charles between the rings. Nine to shoot as Charles works it to the right elbow. She'll take a jumper from the right elbow extended, and again banks it home, and we got a foul.
We'll start calling her Tim Duncan.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's
what we're going to.
The glass has been kind to Moorhead State here in the second half, and Charles, after that bank shot and the foul on Brooks, will have a chance for an and one, and she could cut it back to a single-digit game, and she does. V into double figures with 10 points, the vast majority of those in the second half. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Trojans' first possession of the fourth quarter. Brooks works it across midcourt against Charles. Pass near side to Hudson. Out to Lee. Pull-up jumper just outside the left elbow. Off the rim, off the top of the backboard, and then Moorhead State's Barnes the rebound. Up the left sideline. Little Rock gets back nicely defensively, and so pass goes to Charles. Over to Seki Aroli on the right point. Puts down the right-handed dribble. Gives it up to Rhodes on the right wing. Out top to Charles. She'll back it out a few steps near the center circle. Now works ahead around a Blessing King screen. Three-pointer. Rims off. No good. Fight for the rebound. Ball still loose. It will roll across the baseline near the near corner. Out of bounds, and it looks like Little Rock will have it.
Tom, I do not know how we are looking at a nine-point game at this point. Well, I guess because the leaders only scored 41, so it's easier to make it closer to a nine-point game.
As poorly as the Eagles have shot at Little Rock, only shooting 34% themselves, so not exactly an offensive clinic on either end.
But this is a real window, a good opportunity. They've got to keep getting the stops, make sure they're keeping Little Rock outside the paint, making them take jumpers. They do not want to take those shots.
Brooks works it through the center circle, guarded by Charles to Lee. Guarded by Haley Rhodes, takes it to the left elbow, kicks it cross court to Hudson. She'll bring it out top and give it back up to Lee there. Into the lane, pass off the mark, deflected away, and a steal for King. To Charles, up the right side, gives it off to Novick. She'll dribble back between the circles and set the half-court offense for Moorhead State. Around a screen from Haley Rhodes, a whistle and an offensive foul on Katie Novick on that penetration. And for Katie, that's personal number four. Not a good thing if you're an Eagle fan.
No, that's a big deal. I was surprised that she passed up at that top of the key shot, by the way, before the defense had come out there. When she was resetting, she was wide open. Yeah. She shot well tonight.
She has. She's 3 of 5 from three-point range on the evening. With the turnover on the offensive foul, Little Rock basketball. Brooks deliberately across the timeline against Charles. Gives it up to Lee. Good pass down to the low block to Hudson, or Holman, excuse me, who hits the little turnaround at point-blank range and increases the lead back to 11. On the other end, Charles, a three-pointer left side, high off the iron, no, and a rebound to Holman. Ahead to Hudson. She'll give it up to Lee. Slices into the lane, scoops it up, no good, but she's fouled.
Embiid does not have the range tonight. 1 out of 10 from three. And I'd be surprised if Coach Petrie leaves her in there for much longer at this point.
That foul on Haley Rhodes. She joins Novick with four personals. Still early fourth quarter. And as Wes noted earlier, that's two of Morehead State's top three scorers with four fouls here in the fourth quarter. So Faith Lee to the free throw line. Lee has scored in double digits in six straight, averaging just under 18 points a game over that span. Free throw up, rattles in, out, and back in.
And we're seeing a big difference in how each team is playing defense. You'll notice that the man-to-man for Morehead, they're not getting help on those drives. So once that first step happens, if they did not cut it off, they're in trouble.
Second free throw by Lee will roll through.
On Little Rock, it's a team man-to-man defense. You've got a whole lot of support from somebody who's shading off.
Eagles shaved it to 9. It's back to a 13-point advantage as Rhodes is too strong with a 3-point try, and Hudson, the rebound on the baseline, gets it to Brooks, who brings it across midcourt. Picked up by Paris McBride, who checked in during that last dead ball situation. Layup no good as Faith Lee went to the floor hard, but she was actually knocked down by a teammate. The ball goes out of bounds baseline. Morehead State will get it. 45-32, Little Rock, 7:09 to go. Fourth quarter at the Jack Stevens Center. Joe Foley Court, named after Little Rock's longtime women's basketball coach with over 800 career wins as a college head coach. Seki Aroli out to Jaden Rhodes, around the horn to Charles. She drives left angle but gets cut off by Brooks. Kicks it back out to Seki Aroli, who's right on the mark from about 24 on the left wing.
Boy, needed that one.
45-35, Little Rock with the ball.
For both the team and herself, she needed that one.
Her first three-pointer of the night. One of six now. On the other end, it's Brooks. Out straight away to Hudson. Backs it out as she's guarded by McBride. Finds Lee on the right side. Tried to back in against Rhodes, but her pass is taken away by Morehead State's Veronica Charles. Quickly up the right side of the floor, but Trojans get back. She'll kick it cross court to McBride at the left hash. Puts down the right-handed dribble and floats between the rings. Hands it off to Seki Aroli. Now to Jaden Rhodes. Over to Charles. Jab step right. Tries to drive left, but gets cut off. Gets it to Seki Aroli. Gets around one defender. Three-pointer, though, is an air ball way short, and it goes out of bounds to the Trojans. Melissa now 1 of 7 on the night, both overall and from three-point range.
And V. Charles has struggled offensively, but let's give her some credit. 5 steals.
Wow.
My goodness. You know, potential OVC Defensive Player of the Year again.
Has a steal now in 17 straight games and 23 of the 24 the Eagles have played this season. Only one game in OVC play where she didn't have more than one steal. On the other end, Holman backs in but has called for a travel. Good call, guarded closely by Jaden Rhodes.
Yeah, that one's pretty obvious. There's a couple of hops in there on that travel.
13th turnover on the night on the Trojans. Morehead State 14, but 10 of those in the first half.
And ordinarily, you know, 5 minutes and 46 seconds, 10-point lead, you'd think, hey, yeah, there's an outside shot at this, right? We got a chance. Boy, the way this game is going, it feels like a cavern.
Yeah.
It feels like you're looking from one side of the Grand Canyon to the other.
Charles on the offensive end out to Haley Rhodes, drives left side of the lane, has the ball back tapped, but a foul on Little Rock. That will go against Henry. And for Henry, that's personal number 3. She joins Harris, Smith, Brooks, and Lee with 3 personals. floor foul, as that's only the third of the quarter on Little Rock. So Morehead State inbounds. It's to Rhodes, and she's tripped up in the lane as Faith Lee will be called for the personal. And so Lee,
and more importantly,
now with three.
More importantly, as 3-team.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling to score, you know, if they can keep forcing that issue down low, keep getting the penetration, mm-hmm. getting the contact, if you can get to the line, it could really help.
Yep, opportunities to score with the clock stop. Inbounds is floated out top to Haley Rhodes. She'll give it off to Charles. Gets around a Blessing King screen. Pull-up jumper left side from about 18. No good. Two teammates for Little Rock fighting each other for the rebound. Should have been a travel, but Hudson will be awarded the rebound.
Everybody stops.
Yeah, two teammates had the ball for the same time, probably for 3 seconds, and no travel call. Little Rock basketball. Bounce pass into the lane to Brooks, working against Skylar Barnes, and gets the layup to roll and go. Lead back to a dozen for Little Rock, just under 5 minutes to play. Charles with the dribble, floats back between the circles, hands it off to Haley Rhodes. To the left elbow, kicks it far side to Skylar Barnes. Three-pointer will rattle around and fall. Barnes went to the floor, no call, but another triple for Skylar Barnes, and it's back to a single-digit game, 47-38, 4.5 to play. Little Rock with the lead and the ball.
Yeah, I think Skylar went fishing a little bit on that one.
A little bit. Brooks with the basketball between the circles, guarded loosely by Barnes. 8 to shoot as she gives it up to Lee. Takes it into the lane, scoops it up, misses the shot. And the rebound will be deflected out of bounds baseline. Morehead State awarded possession. And that will take us to a media timeout. 4:09 to play in Little Rock. And it's the homestanding Trojans leading Morehead State. But that lead has shrunk back to single digits. 47-38 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value, and that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. Fresh USDA store ground beef from Round is only $4.59 a pound. 2 pounds of fresh strawberries are just $5. And the 14-ounce carton of Häagen-Dazs ice cream is only $4. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Clawing, trying to close the gap. They've got it back down under double digits. It's 47-38. But time is running a bit short. 4:09 to go in the final stanza as the women of MSU are trying to pull off the road. I guess you'd call it upset. These two teams just a game apart in the OVC standings coming into this one. But Little Rock in second. Morehead State tied for third. Wes, what's the Eagle plan down the stretch to try to pull this one out?
You know, the Eagle plan is going to be basically what it has been, because it needs to be. But when you look at three-point field goals, they've taken 32 three-point field goals and 47 total field goals. That is 32 to 15 from range to the post. And, I mean, you're going to need to hit some of those at some point.
Eagles with the ball. Novick gets around her defender, finds Blessing King open in the lane. So Novick, a nice assist. King, a nice finish. Eagles as close as they've been since the first half. 47-40, the Little Rock lead.
And Coach Petrie trusted her freshman to stay out there with four fouls.
Harris Smith to Lee, kicks it out to Brooks on the left wing, guarded by Charles. Has to pass it back out top to Harris Smith. Bounce pass to Brooks on the left side, tapped away momentarily by Charles. Brooks gets it back, gets it down to Lee on the low block, turn around in the lane. Actually, she tried the pass to Hudson, her teammate. I think Hudson was trying to get position for a rebound, thinking Lee was going to shoot that ball, and off of Lee's fingertips out of bounds.
And they had a little confusion. You actually had two people wide open down yeah. there in the post. Really, if it was one, they probably complete that, convert it.
So Eagle basketball down 7, 3:19 to play. Charles, bounce pass out top to Novick. Novick stops around the left elbow, gets it off to the cutting Barnes. Into the lane, puts it up with the left hand, and somehow the prayer is answered. Again, a bank shot for Morehead State, and it's back to a five-point game at the three-minute mark.
When we say bank shots, folks, we're not talking about from the side or the wing. We're talking about from dead straight on in front of the basket is where these bank shots are coming from.
And then on the other end, Barnes called for a personal foul, getting too handsy out on the perimeter. And so that will be the third of the quarter on Morehead State and the third of the game on Schuyler.
Now we're seeing some offense-defense substitution with Novick.
Little Rock inbounds. Hudson will lob it into the backcourt where Harris Smith will go track it down and bring it back across the timeline into the lane. Her floater no good, but we've got a turnover on Harris Smith, I think, for traveling. Morehead State.
This is a five-point game.
Yeah. Huh? Morehead State on a 7-0 run over the last 145 or so. Chance to cut it back to a one-score game. Charles misses the baseline pull-up. King there for the rebound. Puts it through, and she's fouled. Back to a three-point ball game with 2:40 to go. And Blessing King back to the free throw line.
Blessing King would not be denied.
Wow.
And the reaction of the media room here, it's pandemonium. This is crazy. Watch everybody.
Blessing King now with 10 rebounds on the night. Free throw high, arcing is no good. But it's back to a one-score ball game. Little Rock basketball. Hudson dribbles into the front court. Picked up by Secchiaroli on the perimeter. Floats to the right hash, bounce pass. Back out top to Hudson. Pull-up jumper off the back of the iron. No, fight for the rebound. It's Blessing King wrestling it away. She'll get it to Charles coming up the far side of the court. Almost lost her dribble. Keeps it alive as she backs it out near center court to set the half-court offense. Huge possession here for Morehead State. Down by three as we tick down near the two-minute mark. 12 to shoot as Charles kicks it to Secchiaroli. Three-pointer. Got it! Tie ball game. 1:55 to go. Morehead State has not given up, and they are back to all square with 1:48 to play.
Well, this looks different now, doesn't it, Tom?
Wow. Morehead State had 13 points in the first half. They've got 18 in this quarter. Lee misses the fadeaway jumper, left baseline. Rebound tapped out of bounds off of the Eagles.
And this all started by the Eagles getting back to their roots. They have dominated the rebound category, right, which we expected them to do coming into
yep.
the game when you start looking at the Trojans.
Little Rock has not scored in over 3 minutes. Morehead State on a 12-0 run and a 15-2 run over the last five and a half. They've hit five of their last six field goal tries in the process. Harris Smith pounds the dribble. Tried to get the pass to Brooks. It's deflected out of bounds. And the officials are saying Blessing King touched it last. There may be a conference here between the two officials on that far sideline.
Would love to see a review of this one, Tom.
It looks like there may be a review. And I think you're right. Good. That is the right decision, as Shane Bennett and Felicia Hanna-Davis talked it over under 125 to play and a tie ball game. You've got to get this one right. Would love to see a replay on that. We're going back to Morehead State's last three-pointer. Melissa Secchiaroli has struggled mightily of late, but that three-pointer was perfect. 2 of 8 now on the night. But that three might have been the biggest of her Morehead State career as it tied this basketball game.
That definitely looked like the Mel of old on that shot. Beautiful release.
No hesitation whatsoever.
Nope.
Little Rock has led by as many as 17 points in this game. They were up 27-10. And since that point, Morehead State has outscored the Trojans 37-20 to make it a 47-47 ball game.
And the Eagles have held the Trojans to 6 points in the fourth quarter here. I mean, that as much as they have come alive on offense, they have continued that discipline on defense that has been so good for them.
Talk about turning the tables defensively. Little Rock only 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Officials still looking at the video monitor and now want the third official to come over and have a look as well.
But Tom, I wish they'd show it to us.
I do, too.
Wouldn't that be nice if they put that on the air? I mean, heck, that's the one perk of being remote is we should get to see some replays nowadays.
So Tamaris D'Souza, the third official, getting a chance to take a look. Both teams at their respective benches as we await this very important decision on who has possession.
Yeah, it's important to get this call right. I kind of hate it for the momentum aspect that the Eagles had going on. Like, the energy was high. Their defense was intense. They were coming out confident on the offensive side of the ball. You could see that even in Mel's shot. She pulled up immediately with that shot. So there was a good momentum they had building there. Hate to see this, you know, 2-3 minute stretch where they're just kind of hanging out on the sidelines.
Morehead State basketball. Big, big break for the Eagles. We never got to see the replay, so we can't say it was a good or bad call. But
well, in real
they
time,
took their time, and you got to think they got it right.
And in real time, that was my thought. I thought it looked like it went off of Harris. That's why I was hoping they'd review it.
So Charles with the basketball, 1:15 to play, out to Novick near the center circle. Puts down the right-handed dribble 3 times, hands it off to Charles. She'll take it down the right side of the lane, pull-up jumper from 13. No good, and the rebound to Little Rock. Lee, though, to the floor. And a travel called on Little Rock. Morehead State will get it back.
Oh, wow.
1 minute exactly on the clock in a tie ball game at the Jack Stevens Center, and Morehead State has possession.
Boy, I thought best-case scenario was going to be a tie-up.
Yeah, that is, me too.
That's the outcome they needed right there.
Lee got the rebound, went to the floor, lost possession, and then one of her teammates dove for the basketball and was called for a travel. Charles pounds the dribble out high left. Brooks extends the defensive pressure. She gives it to Secchiaroli, right back to Charles. 19 to shoot, 47 to play in the final quarter. Novick now to Charles, three-pointer left wing, got it! Morehead State takes the lead, 40.8 seconds to go. It's 50-47, Little Rock ball.
Cold-blooded. We've said it so many times about V. Charles.
Harris Smith to Faith Lee. Left wing, had it swatted away by Novick into the hands of Charles. And then she has it swatted away by a Little Rock defender. And it looks like Little Rock will get it back. They're going to say a timeout by Little Rock, and then they're saying a jump ball. and Little Rock will get it. I didn't think that
either they did or didn't call timeout. You can't give them the jump ball. Then they realize the possession's going the other way.
Brooks go for the basketball. We're going to see this is the Charles made three-pointer. Brooks dove for the basketball, and it looked like she was tied up, but I believe they're going to say that she called timeout before the tie-up occurred, and so Little Rock will have it. 19 seconds to play. Morehead State up 50-47. Morehead State on a 15-0 run over the last 4:18 and an 18-2 run over the last 6:36, Wes.
Oh, and I just want to go back to V. Charles, because at the end of the game, if she's shot 1 out of 30 for the game, I want her to have the ball in her hands to take that shot. There is nobody that has that much ice running in their veins as V. Charles. She is impressive from that standpoint. And, hey, kudos to the officials. There's a couple of calls that could have gone other ways here that were both, they took their time, they got them right.
Yeah,
you know, like that one right there. You had the conflicting calls of the timeout, and then also the held ball, and they met together. They said, okay, no, if they called timeout, you take the timeout. And of course, the review play. So good job by them at the end of this game. I mean, they've gotten it right.
Yeah.
And Lord, the Eagles have gotten it right. I don't know what happened to them for the last 3 minutes, but this was a get-right 3 minutes for the Eagles is what this
You're
was.
You're telling me.
As we mentioned, Little Rock had as much as a 17-point lead back late second quarter. And Morehead State here in the second half has outscored the Trojans 38-20.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, y'all. I thought I was going to have to wake Tom Lewis up until about 4 minutes ago. I was like, man, here's a little coffee.
My partner is always good about having a cup of coffee before every single game. It finally kicked in.
That's right. Oh. It paid off. After 3 years, it finally paid off, Tom. I was afraid I was going to lose you until the last couple of minutes there. Wow.
Yeah, you were talking about Veronica Charles, though. She has struggled tonight. 4 of 17 from the field, only 2 of 11 from three-point range. But that last one to put Morehead State up by three. Wow.
So we talked about confidence, and we talked about that momentum. Right? So, yes, going into that, V. Charles, 1 of 10. Guess what? They got her the ball. She did not hesitate and pulled that trigger from out in three-point land, knowing that she's 1 out of 10, for the day, and she's had a hard time finding her range.
You mentioned it getting it done on the defensive end as well. I think 5 steals. We're back to action. Harris Smith across the timeline, working against Barnes, floats to the right hash, 15 to play. Gives it up to a teammate. Three-point try, no good. Fight for the rebound. Morehead State basketball. And I'm not sure about that one, Wes. It looked like
either.
It might have been off of Veronica Charles's hand. They're saying, I believe, that Harris Smith was the last to touch, but I believe we'll have another review here, and I would not be surprised if Little Rock ends up with the ball.
Could they not do the right thing now? Is that okay for me to ask them not to do the right thing now? Don't go look at that.
Yep. Yeah. It's very clearly Little Rock basketball, as Veronica was definitely the last to touch that as we look at the replay.
Yeah, I think both of us saw that real time. We both put our heads down. I think it was pretty obvious. So they almost got lucky with it, but maybe the video system will stop working. I don't know.
It was Faith Lee who took that three-pointer. The Little Rock uniforms, they're light gray with white numbers, and sometimes it's tough to pick up those numbers. But Lee, she's got 14 points tonight, but much like Veronica Charles, Lee is the Trojans' leading scorer on the year, but she's only 5 of 24 tonight, only 0 of 2 from outside the arc. So.
Boy, good catch by you. I had not noticed that. 5 of 24 by Lee. Ooh. Oh.
It was Charles with that last little heave. It had gone off of the thigh, of the thigh of Harris Smith, out of bounds, but then it looked like Charles got it with her fingertips, and that is the call after the video review.
9.5 seconds, no fouls. I mean, people can make the argument, put everybody outside the three-point line, right? And I'm not they're explaining to Coach Petrie, and she does not agree. Not surprising. No. I would not expect her to agree.
No, I
on
would
that
not
one.
Either.
Right. And that was the end of the game.
And again, earlier in this game, Coach Kayla Petrie called for a technical foul for throwing a rolled-up towel across the floor. And the potential, although it has not been officially announced by the OVC, but based on a new league rule, there's strong potential she'll be suspended for the next game at Tennessee Martin. But she's still coaching her guts out here tonight as Morehead State tries to pull off this miracle.
And that their coach's instructions to the players right here, if they're inside that three-point line, that clock gets down to one or two, just foul.
So the inbounds attempt by Harris Smith. Finally gets it into Lee, catch and shoot three. Way too strong. The rebound by Morehead State's Charles with 6.4 seconds to go, and she's immediately fouled.
And a better player could not have gotten that rebound
either.
Oh,
my goodness.
Right? That is our free throw. That is our – oh, maybe that is not – is that a timeout?
That had to be a foul.
That's what I thought, too. I don't know. We'll see. But if it is, that's who I want at the line. She's our best free throw shooter. Let's put it out there. And, yes, I said our. I get it.
Jayla Brooks called for the personal foul, reaching in. And so that will put Morehead State's Veronica Charles at the free throw line.
Now, it looks like Little Rock only has two team fouls so far. Or three, I'm sorry. Now.
Okay, so not at the free throw line.
Right, right. So let's advance that ball to midcourt. So that was a timeout call there.
Okay.
And here we go. Of course, you are running this play to get V. Charles the ball anyway at this point.
The stats are still showing a foul against Brooks, which would be her fourth. And I think after that foul, Morehead State could still advance the ball.
Gotcha.
And there was a timeout, but McBride, oh, to Charles, but it's picked off down at the other end. Brooks somehow lost control of the basketball, trying to get off a three-pointer from the left wing. The ball slipped out of her hands, went to a teammate, but could not get there in time for that teammate to get off a final shot. Oh, my gosh. Harris Smith, wide open, somehow lost the handle. And Morehead State unbelievably escapes tonight, down by 17 in the second quarter, comes back against the best scoring defense in the OVC and pulls off the road victory 50-47. I don't believe it either.
I am so glad you have the composure to explain that, because my jaw just hit the floor. I had no idea.
I need to pick mine up. So we will take a break, come back, and try to sort it out again for you. But the most important thing is this game's over and Morehead State's a winner. 50-47, inconceivably tonight, over the Trojans of Little Rock. We'll take a break and come back here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Her famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
We're still trying to sort it out ourselves, folks, but Morehead State goes to the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. The Eagle women score 3 points in the first quarter and somehow get down by 17 in the second quarter and come back and win this game, 50-47, over the best scoring defense in the Ohio Valley Conference.
Tom, we got to stop meeting like this,
oh
man.
My gosh.
I mean, between four overtime games and then two last-second games, our last three games, I can't handle
this. The Eagles scored 103 points on Saturday and lost. They score 50 points tonight and win.
So, and let me give a little color on that just from the performance, right? They were negative 8 extra possessions at half. MSU was. They got that down to 4, which means they were net positive, right, in the second half. But look at this. Here's the big one. 55 field goals for Arkansas Little Rock attempted and 53 for Morehead State. That was a 17 field goal disparity at the half. So you got lots of extra shots, lots of opportunities. Nobody shot better than 33% from anywhere on the court except for, I guess, free throws, and they only got 56 there.
Yeah.
Right, so you knew it was going to come down to could they get enough opportunities and get them at the right time, and the Eagles got hot at the right time.
They got hot, and Arkansas Little Rock got cold. The Trojans did not score over the last 5 minutes of this game. The Eagles close it out with a 15-0 run over the last 4:37 and an 18-2 run over the last 6:55. Morehead State couldn't score in the first quarter. Little Rock couldn't score in the fourth. And it's Morehead State with the 3-point win when it's all said and done.
You said 18-2 in the last 6:55?
Yes.
My goodness. I won't use the C-H-O-K-E word, but that's painful.
Yeah.
That is really painful. Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, even though you won't use the C-H-O-K-E term, I'll use the G-U-T-S term for Morehead State. They didn't give up. They were down 17. At halftime, this looked like this ball game was over.
Well, and
the Eagles scored 13 points in the first half.
Yeah, and we talked about it when they came out even early in the second half.
Yeah.
That was a team that looked beat.
Yeah.
I don't know what changed, if it was player motivation in the huddle, if that was a coaching thing, but they were a different team starting towards the end of that third quarter. They did not have that same lackadaisical attitude about it. They went out there and got after it. So I love the G-U-T-S word. That is exactly what they showed. And V. Charles, man, at the end of a game, give me her with the ball every single time.
50-47, Morehead State wins over Little Rock and moves into a second-place tie with the Trojans in the OVC standings after tonight. Wow. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up and set the stage for our men's action after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing